This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله all praises due to Allah رب العالمين May the best blessing and the mercy of Allah be upon all the prophets, especially to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a rahmatul lil alamin, and on his family, the companions of the Prophet, the righteous followers of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, before we continue with the short tazkira, don't forget to pray for all the brothers and sisters or family members, our jama'ah, the Muslim, wherever they are, especially in Gaza. For those who have not been well, may Allah give them shifa. May Allah cure them and give them a very fast recovery. It involved one of our important media staff, Brother Adwa. He's in the hospital now. Adwa is our media team. But inshallah, with our prayer, he will get out soon. Brother Sulaiman, our committee member, he is out and back home, alhamdulillah. It's very important for all of us to pray for each other so that one day, when anything happens to us, people also will pray for us. When we pray to Allah, Allah don't like people who are very stingy in their prayer, just talking about myself, myself, me, me. No. The adab of Surah Al-Fatiha is enough to remind us, even you are praying alone, you don't change the word from Nun to Alif. Even you are praying alone, you now say, A'budu, Iyaka a'budu wa Iyaka asta'in. You never change. You still said, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, using the Nun to represent everybody. And when you ask Allah for guidance, you never ask, Ihdini. You always ask, Ihdinas. Ihdinas sirata mustaqim. To remind us that it's so important for us to feel for each other. For the not yet Muslim, of course, the most important prayer is to pray for hidayah. For those who have followed the hidayah of Allah, and you are istiqamah, insha'Allah, you will find peace with Allah Rabbul Alameen. Remember, peace belong to Allah. And that's why we always say, Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam. The real peace will only come from Allah. You cannot get peace from other way or from anywhere other than Allah. Any other peace that you one, other from Allah is temporary. And that also can destroy you. There's a lot of people went into drug, drink liquor, and do a lot of nonsense to find some peace. But later on, they have more problem. To have peace is very easy. Just be a good follower. The companion of the Prophet is so blessed is because they are good followers. Today, I would like to share with you the power of this letter. La. No one can be a Muslim if you are not ready to say La ilaha illallah. This letter, Lam Alif, La, No, is a very important letter. Even when you say, I want to believe in Allah, Allah wants you to deny other deities. You cannot say, I believe in Allah, I believe, but you don't say, La ilaha. You must say, La ilaha, and then it's but Allah, illallah. Now, why I bring you to this letter? Because Allah keep on reminding us, La tushriku billah. Inna shirk la zuluman azim. Do not commit shirk. No shirk. La taqtulu nafs allati harram Allah illa bilhaq. No killing of anyone. La tashrabu al-qamra, no drinking of liquor. There's so many ayat. La tarfa aswatakum, don't ever raise up your voice. With who? With our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtan nabi. Meaning, if somebody is quoting the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu, you have no right to say, but scholars say this. Astaghfirullah. Are you telling that scholar know better than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu? You cannot do that. Whoever showed disrespect to the Prophet, Allah can just erase all your good deeds without you realize. That's why in the time of the Prophet, there's one companion. It so happened, it's not that he showed disrespect. When he talked, his voice is very loud. He don't need a speaker. He himself is a speaker. Very loud. So when this ayah was revealed, he dare not come out and meet up with Prophet anymore. He's worried that that ayah is responding to his character. He was crying because he feels sad because all his good deed is been erased, is gone. So the way to save him from his deed to be erased is he stay away from the Prophet. But then the Prophet realized he was not around for some time. The Prophet asked. Then the Prophet called the people to get him. But the meaning of لا ترفع أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي is to remind people, like our great Imam Shafi'i said, when anybody quote the saying of the Prophet someone that is authentic, I will show respect or listen like how Prophet Muhammad is talking to me. Today when you quote the saying of the Prophet, the Ummah of the Prophet said, scholar, my imam, my ustaz. To the extent when you quote again another hadith, they get so upset, they give you a brand. They brand you first. How they brand you? Wahhabi. Astaghfirullah. Can you imagine this is happening? His ummah himself, who said he loved Prophet Muhammad, when you quote the saying of the Prophet, they get upset. They should be very happy to know that this is the saying of the Prophet. Allah. So many la. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا عِفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا لَا. You are not supposed to show disrespect to your parent. You cannot even say, oh, no, to your parent. La. Even you're not happy, be patient. Give a smile. Very hard, huh? When your father raised his voice and your mother also raised her voice, how do you? You also raise your voice? Sama-sama? No. You just have the control. Listen. Yes, mama. Yes, daddy. You don't lose anything. Allahu Akbar. You won't understand how your parents feel until you become parent. And you want to give the best to your children. Suddenly the children now grown up, they thought that they also a boss. They treat you like a slave now, like a worker. You cannot raise up your voice. لا تجسسوا. You are not supposed to spy on one another. لا. No spying. If you know that somebody is doing something wrong, secretly you just advise them privately, pray for them. Don't expose them. Cover them. Help them. That should be the way. لا يخطب بعضكم بعضا. Don't gossip. What do we gain from gossiping? The word la, 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 there are so many in the Quran. And every night in Ramadan, we never miss Suratul Kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budu. Wala antum a'abiduna ma wa'budu. Wala, la, la, la. And when we speak English in Malaysia, whether we speak English or speak Malay, cukup lah. There's always a lie behind, but that lie is our lie, not from Allah. La tufsidu fil ard. Do not cause unrest on earth, no. Whatever Allah have given you, alhamdulillah. وَلَا تَخْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not be corrupted. لَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't help each other in anything that will bring you to commit a sin and hatred. لا تقتلوا نفس التي لا تقتلوا أولادكم. And the hadith that we have shared with you, what is it? لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Brothers and sisters, do you know who is your enemy now? Do you know? Alhamdulillah. I share you a few ayat. Tomorrow I will keep on sharing again. We have to prepare ourselves because he is inactive now, but he is preparing. Preparing to be released. And he is going to come out with a new strategy, with new product, everything new. Look at what happened in Surah Hashr, verse 16. Now I'm sharing with you what Allah is telling us about we and our number one enemy, Ash-Shaytan. Is qala lil insani kufur. Shaitan, when he is very active, he will call you, invite you to disobey Allah, to do kufr. Falamma kafara. The minute you respond to him, follow his whisper, call inni bari uminka. See how tricky this enemy is. The minute you respond to his whispering, he said, I free myself from you. So fast he's trying to free himself, he washes his hand. Nothing about me. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Inni bari'u mink. Inni akhafu Allah rabbal alamin. Allahu Akbar. Now he is telling you, if you don't believe, you see him in the Akhirah. I myself fear Allah. He fear Allah. He said, Inni akhaf Allahu Rabbil Alamin. The reason that he been cursed, because of his ego. Do we have ego? Who have more ego? Who have more ego? No response is good response. Normally the sister said, the brother, my husband, very egoistic. But you forget, you also have some ego. And sometimes your ego can be super ego. You know super ego? You learn about ego, you come across super ego. Yeah. Now Shaitan is telling us, even he fear Allah. The only thing that he was cursed because he was arrogant. He just cannot accept Adam. That's all. But he failed to destroy Adam, and look what he said. Qala fa bi'izzatika la'ukhwiyannahum ajma'in illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlisin. Allahu Akbar. He is talking and asking Allah. He know who is Allah. If shaitan know who is Allah, do you think the disbeliever do not know who is Allah? Everyone know who is Allah. And he acknowledged the power of Allah. And he said, فَبِعِزَّتِكْ لَأُخْوِيَنَّهُمْ. Only with your power, with your izzah, with your permission, I can get more members to follow me. I can turn people astray. Without your permission, I can. Then he now make it very clear to all of us. There is one group of people I cannot cheat them. I cannot trick them. Who are this group? Who are this group? Allah, he is saying to us. Allah is telling us what is going to happen. Illa ibadika. Ibadaka. Minhumul mukhlisin. Except one group among your ibadah. Your servant, O Allah, who is sincere in whatever they do. Whatever you do, if you are sincere, that's why ihsan is very, very important. You remember the importance of, I always quote, revisit 561. Revisit 561. And the one is ihsan. Anything you do, brother and sister, please check your intention. Make sure it is purely lillahi ta'ala. When you are ikhlas in anything, shaitan said, I cannot penetrate to you. I cannot trick you. I cannot cheat you at all. Because people who have ikhlas, very simple. Down to earth. You remember the four characters the Prophet asked us? Do you want me to share with you four characters that will protect you from hellfire? You all still remember the four sifat? Anybody remember? Hayyin. Second, layyin. Third, sahlun or qareebun. And sahl. How many? You have four of these. The Prophet said to us, you will be saved from hell. Well, shaitan just are not happy for him to go to hell alone. He need to recruit as many members as he can. And he have recruited quite a lot. We are so pleased to see all of Jumu'ah Istiqamah to join us in the Qiyam here, especially in Ramadan. And everybody is responding to the tertib, to ma'anina of our prayer. We do our best, we don't rush. The Imam always recite Fatiha, ayah wa ayah, masha'Allah. Because Allah is responding to what you are reciting. You said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah respond, Hamidani ya Abdi. You said, Ar-Rahman ya Rahim. Allah respond, Asna alayya Abdi. You said, Maliki yawmiddin. Allah respond, Majadani ya Abdi. You said, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Allah respond, Hazihi bayni wa bayna Abdi wa li Abdi mas. Can you imagine how beautiful our relation with Allah? You say, He respond, you say. And we as the ma'mum, you can see we are very peaceful here. There's no whispering a lot. Nobody is reciting anything. Why? Because Allah said, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. You are sure to get Allah's blessing and mercy When the Quran is being recited by imam, you just listen and be silent. Listen and be silent. فَأَنْسِتُ. And that's why we experience here. Very calm. Tertib is there. No rush. And again, we respond to what? We respond to the command of the Prophet. When you pray jama'ah, make sure you don't move together with the imam or ahead of the imam, but after the imam. Make sure you don't say amin before imam. Make sure your staff is straight. Make sure you stand close to each other, shoulder to shoulder, feet to feet. Why we keep on reminding this brother and sister? Because this is what the Prophet commanded the first generation. And this commandment of the Prophet is being passed down to the next generation, to the next gen. Alhamdulillah, whoever is trying to revive this command of the Prophet, inshallah, we will be meeting our Prophet one day, and you will make him very proud. We don't see him. You know, one day when the Prophet ﷺ was talking to the companion, then he suddenly say something, strange word, mata. Yeah. When, he said, alqa ikhwani, when can I meet my family, my ikhwan? So the sahaba was shocked. Alastu, alasna ikhwanuka ya Rasulullah. They respond, are we not your family, your ikhwan? The Prophet said, antum ashabi. Sayati zaman unas yu'minuna bi walam yarawuni. There will come a time the people who believe in me, follow my teaching without seeing me. We are the people that the Prophet is referring to. We don't live in the time Prophet. We don't see, we don't hear from. But all the hadith, authentic hadith that the Prophet command us to do, we are responding. Are we responding, brother? Yes. Alhamdulillah. Are we responding, sister? Yes. We make sure self is straight. We make sure self is, that you're standing close one to each other, feet to feet, shoulder to shoulder. We don't say amin before imam. We are following. This will make yourself very, very happy because you were given the opportunity to follow. You know, there's so many Muslims outside was not given the opportunity to follow. They may want to follow, but nobody care. Imam don't care. And all ma'mum don't bother. Just example, you go outside and you want to stand close and touch the feet of somebody beside you. Do you think you can get it? Huh? You can't. They just run away from you. Can you imagine? A simple command from the is your leg, is your shoulder, is your body. Why can't you just respond? Samikna wa ta'na. Astaghfirullah. I don't understand. Are we stubborn? Maybe. Are we ignorant? Maybe. You want people to force you? Then you get upset, you get angry, you may leave the prayer. This place, so many shaitan. No. I come here to pray, they keep on wanting to get close to me. I say, no, 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 give space. I want some wind to come here, come. And then you pray alone. When praying Jumu'ah, that is the adab. I hope all of you will try your best to be istiqamah. Anytime when you are imam anywhere, follow this adab. Check the sahab. Remind the people. Reinforce the command of the Prophet ﷺ. Shaitan keep on asking Allah. And that's why we must keep on asking Allah for protection. And we must know his trick. We'll share with you from day to day so that we are more prepared before he's released again. When is he going to be released? Yeah. When? The day we are going to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then he is coming. You want to know whether it is working or not? Immediately after that, you hear ping, bang, bong. Crackers is coming now. Firework is shooting now. Then you know we have failed. I hope none of us here will allow that to happen to your children. If you have bought some firecrackers, you better throw it away now. Jihad, bismillah, to the river. You don't know where to throw, bring it here. The river is just behind. Yeah, what can you do? You're still careless. May Allah protect all of us. There is one ayat very interesting about the dialogue of Shaitan and us. You can get it in Surah to Ibrahim, and we'll share with you, inshallah, tomorrow night. Yeah? So may Allah bless all of us who have been patient following the imam in the prayer, and you have been very istiqamah to come. I know some of you are not staying nearby, you are far away, but you never fail to come to join the prayer because you love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, and please don't be confused again. Yeah, don't keep on entertaining qil wa qal. Just go back, call Allah. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. We respect all scholars as long as what they say is not their opinion. It's from authentic hadith. Alhamdulillah. Anything just their opinion, qila wa qal, yeah? We don't want to be like the Ahli Kitab before us. They have their kitab, they have their prophet, but no more following. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورحبانهم أربابا من دون الله. Allah revealed the ayah addressing this group of Ahli Kitab. They have commit shirk with Allah. Even they have Torah, they have Musa, they have Injil, they have Jesus, they are gone. That is what we were reciting. غير المقدوب عليهم ولا Darlene, we have been reciting every day, but still we are not aware what caused them to turn astray, what caused them to gain the anger of Allah. Is because they don't follow their book anymore. They just follow their rabbi, their imam, their priest. Whatever they said goes. Sami'na wa ta'na. What is written in Torah, sami'na wa sa'ina. What Moses said, sami'na wa sa'ina. What their rabbi, their imam said, sami'na wa ta'na. That is why Allah said they are worshipping their rabbi, their imam, their priest beside Allah Rabbul Alamin. We do not want to be like them. We just want to go back to call Allah wa call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. May Allah bless us. Don't forget to keep on praying for our brother Adwa. Yeah. Our staff know him very well. Yeah. He's a joyful person. Yeah. And may Allah guide him too. Yeah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.